So we grew up in Tasmania and we still have our organic farm here, so it's obviously a very dear spot to us. I'm just down here at the moment, obviously doing a few tea tastings at Mill Providor, checking on the farm, catching up with some friends. It's been 4 years since I've been back, so I'm Storm Bellamy, one half of Storm and India Tea Sisters. Auckland's like a very innovative place, and innovation and small business and entrepreneurship is really celebrated there. I went to university there and noticed that really strong theme of doing your own thing and celebrating like success, especially with smaller young entrepreneurs. That's like really encouraging. There's some amazing brands coming out of New Zealand on the larger global scale as well.
With so many startups, is it a crowded marketplace? Do you have to really work hard to cut through?
Not at all. I think it's not about like cutting through and competing. It's about collaborating, and it's about, you know, working with other entrepreneurs and other businesses to create something special. And we've got a lot of amazing small businesses that we work with, and they're all really different, and we help each other a lot, and collaboration's awesome. Like, we really cherish our partnerships, and it's about like long-term partnerships for us with other brands.
So if that's the case, there's lots of opportunity. Why tea? Why this?
Tea is something that we've always been passionate about. Like, yeah, we've got a beautiful 300-acre farm just past Longford, and my parents, we had an amazing veggie garden growing up and amazing herb gardens. My mum would always like make fresh herb infusions for us as kids, and whenever she went overseas travelling, she would always bring back a beautiful like a canister of tea or a new tea to try, and it just became like a habit and a ritual for us. And of course, like, you know, growing up in that kind of organic farming space and parents that founded like organic food company, that kind of health and holistic side of things has always been quite ingrained in our family. So we wanted to create a beautiful tea product that not only, you know, was the finest organic tea that we could find, but that had beautiful packaging that could be as a collector's item or more of a fashion and lifestyle product rather than just a food or beverage.
So where did you start? With the whole concept or with the taste of teas or... Well, tell me.
It's kind of just evolved, I think. Obviously, we grew up drinking just herbal infusions. My mum didn't drink any caffeine, of course, didn't give us as kids caffeine. So it just kind of evolved, and a lot of our blends have been inspired by, you know, our overseas travel. So after I left Tassie, I travelled for 2.5 years kind of all around the world, and I worked on a super yacht owned by an Indian family, so the chef would make the fresh chai masala every morning, so that's inspired by that. Our coconut chai is inspired by like the flavours of the Bahamas. Our detox range is inspired by, you know, the health and wellness area of tea that, you know, I'm really passionate about, you know, the health and wellness side. So it's kind of just evolved as we've gone on. Foods that we love, travel, inspiration, just flavour combinations that we adore and drink all the time.
So where do you source your ingredients from for these?
So we source all of the teas and botanicals from the finest organic plantations around the world. So our green teas come from either China and Japan, the same as the oolong and white teas. So different organic plantations, all certified by BioGrow New Zealand. And then the herbs and botanicals, our rooibos comes from South Africa. Our peppermint at the moment comes from Egypt. Our chamomile and fruit comes from either France or Germany. So over the next few years, we really would like to concentrate on building direct relationships with smaller, like, family organic plantations closer to home, so in Tasmania and New Zealand and the rest of Australia.
Yes, when you say smaller, I'm presuming this is niche, so you don't have to have hectares and hectares.
It's still, like, growing. It's grown quite fast in the last 2 years. Yeah, we kind of obviously do need to be able to like keep our supply. I know with organics that's sometimes difficult to find a guaranteed quantity, like even if it's just in a couple of blends that we could put some of the locally grown products.
And tell me, because you say it's grown and grown, so what's the secret to the success, do you think? What's working for you at the moment?
Well, I think a large portion of our business is in New Zealand, specifically around the Auckland area, and that's because India and I are based there. So we're out and about a lot doing in-store tastings. We've got our organic tea van, which is like a mobile retail and tasting bar that we take to markets, private and corporate events. And a lot of our retailers that we work with in Auckland and the cafes and restaurants, they've all approached us, so we know that they're really passionate about the product. So I think it's just India and I being there and sharing the passion and educating people about what we're doing.